no sin at all. And guess what? I stand on the word of God. Praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Gentle Redeemer,
God with us, you are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further.
The title of our lesson that we started a couple of days ago is Rising to God's Level of Truth. That's the subject of our lesson. It's Rising to God's Level of Truth. And we're going to read over this specific verse again. And we're talking about God looks at the heart. And he reads heart mail. And we said, if the word of God does not get in your heart, then you cannot receive from God. And all the things that's in the Bible, if you cannot get that word of God in your heart, then you can never receive anything from God. So we're looking at 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7. And we read it, but we're going to read it again. And it says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look. He said, look not at the countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. See, he's telling Samuel, I don't see like man see. He said, the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So you need to understand as the church that God looks at the heart of a person. He looks at what you got in your heart. And your heart is not that blood pump. It's the inner workings of who you are. What you store in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. You know, how you think, how you feel, if you're upset by something, if something makes you happy. Whatever you store down in your heart, that's what's going to come out. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. So we need to understand that. Whenever we hear people talking, we need to understand that people are talking from what's inside of their heart. You're never supposed to take them lightly. You know, some people you cannot take lightly. You have to, everything they say, you have to measure it. And sometimes when you, a lot of these people are murdering people and killing people, and a lot of times they have said things to people, and people are just brushing them off and not paying them any attention. And they're saying things that if these people would pay attention to what's coming out of their mouth, then they could have a better idea, hey, something's going on here. Something is not right here. And that's what we're supposed to do, saints of God. That's how we look after one another. Pay attention. Just don't be in la-la land all of the time. We're Christians. We're supposed to be doing the most important job on this earth. It's taking care of the welfare of people, taking care of this, of the things in this world, and taking care of our own life by self-correcting ourselves. We need to make sure that we're doing the right thing before we start telling other people to do something. And we stopped on Psalms 119 and 160. And David is talking. And he said, thy word is truth from the beginning, and every one of your righteous judgments endureth forever. He's saying that God's word endureth forever. And we have to remember that. It's never going to pass away. God said heaven and earth might pass away, but not a jot or tittle of my word is going to pass away. You know, we just have to remember that. And we're going to read 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter and the 28th verse. And it says, "And now, Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant." He's telling the Lord, now you promised some goodness unto your servant. And he said, look, he said, "Your words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant." Verse 29, "Therefore now, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee." See, he said, my house want to continue to be before you and come before you and doing the things. That's the way our home should be. Our home should, we should pray the same prayer. We should pray the same prayer that God would bless our homes so that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord, hast spoken it. And with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. We can pray that same prayer and ask God to bless our house forever. And guess what? He has no respect of person. He will do the same for us. But it's got to be in our heart. It just can't be flitting through our mind and flitting through our thought patterns. No. When you really want to keep something in your heart, you sit down and you ponder over it. You meditate over it. You think about it over and over again. That's the way those murdering people do. They get pictures and they put up on the wall and they think on what they're going to do to these people over and over and over and over for a long period of time. And then at what point is in their heart, that's when they react. And that's what we have to do with the Word of God. We have to keep it going in our heart and in our heart and in our mind and our thought pattern until it latches on into our heart. And then whenever we speak, we're going to speak what's in our heart. And that's what God wants us to do. You know, let's understand this message that we're talking about and talking about to the church. It says, rising in complete awareness. That's what we want to do. We want to rise in complete awareness of what the Word of God is, who God is. Let's just begin to rise in the name of Jesus. You know? We want to know that God is the truth. That's the first thing we want to know, that God is the truth. And the definition of truth is conformity to fact or reality. You're conforming. You remember he told us in Romans 12 and 1, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, that's what this scripture is talking about. You know, that's what this definition is telling us. You know, we're supposed to conform to the truth, to the fact, or the reality of the Word of God. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. We rely on scriptures. We're supposed to rely on the scriptures and on the prophecies in the scripture. That's what we're supposed to do. Now, how can we do that if we're not properly studying and meditating and going over the Word of God, just going over and over and over, and especially the things that we need from God? We should have that on our plate every day. It should be, we should pray it. After we get it in our heart, then we should pray over it. And then after we pray over it, then all we need to do is confess it. So, saints of God, there's a work for us to do in this church. And we need to start now. We don't have no time to play around. It's time to do it now. And what that means, what that definition means is that we are to rely on on scriptures and the prophecies that's in the Bible. What that means is that the church has to know, they has to believe and accept God as the truth, as the spirit and the life. That's, we have to look at what he says, and we have to accept what he says. You know, we have to be, we have to conform to the truth through the word of God. In all reality, or a state of our actual existence, we have to conform to the word of God. We have to be in the exact, we have to be in exact accordance with the word of God. We cannot have a different opinion than what God says. We should not even have an opinion. We should have only the word of God. It is the truth, it is the word, and it is the life. You know, that which has been seen and that which shall be, meaning everything spoken about God and of God and by God himself, the church must be in complete compliance with it. Without change, without trying to change anything. This is why the scriptures are so important for us to follow religiously without any compromise. Whatever the word say, we don't sidestep it. We don't take nothing away from it. You know, we can't take anything away from the word of God. We being bring God's word down when we do stuff like that. We bring it down to our level. And how many know God is not going to stand for that? That's why much of our prayers, they go unanswered. You know, God never graces us with his presence. That's why. Simply because we're not taking him serious, he's not going to take us serious. And he said that in some scriptures. He said, if you don't take me serious, I'm not going to take you serious. See? And that's what we have to do. We have to take the word of God serious if we want him to take us serious. You know? And of course, it's because we're not obeying and we're not staying true to his word. You know? Remember John 1 and 1. That's what we have to remember. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. So this is his word. His word is him. He and his word, they're the same. So in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. So we can't separate him. You know? Now, people can forget a lot of things. People can. But you can't, you're not going to forget who you are. You know? You're not going to forget who you are. God knows who he is. And he knows his promises. You know, when we need him, he will be right there. He'll be there for us. But we have to practice reading and practicing the word daily. That's what we have to do. Then we can know the truth. And, you know, and it's not a lie. We'll know the truth. And we don't want to know those lies that comes on TV and these governors and leaders. We don't want to know those lies. We want to know the truth, and the only truth is in God. So the point that we're making in this lesson is to make sure that the church knows that God is the truth and his word is truth, because he and his word, they're the same. And that's what we're going to have to know, saints of God. If we're going to make it as a church, we're going to have to know what God says, and we're going to have to begin to abide by it. And if the church is ever going to rise to that level of God's truth, they will need to know what his truth is and what his word is. Or, you know, if the church need to understand that, they just need to understand that. We need to understand what God's word is and what his truth is. And we cannot be seen in a negative light. In a you know,